Welcome to Behind the Bar Show. This week it's about Bailey's Irish Cream and Kahlua, two liqueurs that go great together. We've got a bit of history for you, and even an urban legend about Bailey's. Of course, I'll also go through plenty of recipes. During our break, we'll feature a quote from Oscar Levant. So enough of the intro, let's get on with the show. Okay, hello everyone. So this time we're on episode 15, and I'm talking about Bailey's Irish Cream as well as Kahlua. And we'll also go through plenty of recipes using one or the other, or both together. First, as always, let's go through listener feedback. David from Billerica, Massachusetts, who also made sure I knew it was pronounced Billerica and not Bellerica, emailed a very nice email thanking me for the time and effort I put into this show every single week. I gotta be honest, with the weather finally becoming nice here in San Francisco, it's been tough finding the time to work on the show. Let's just say I've been spending a lot of time out riding my Vulcan 800 Classic. The weather's just been great. David also mentioned what he likes best about this program, which is the history and tips, and I definitely hope to be able to keep bringing you more interesting history on spirits, cocktails, and bars, and things that you may not have ever heard before. I'm also in the middle of attempting to make contact with a top-class vodka bar, actually a few vodka bars worldwide, requesting information from them, as well as trying to talk to some of the vodka manufacturers, as I'd like to put together a show on vodka bars around the world and what they have to offer. So let's hope that comes up down the pipe here soon. One last thing in David's email is that he mentioned he too had problems opening a standard three-piece shaker. After shaking, it would freeze together and be hard to open. So after hearing about the Boston Shaker on this show, he used the metal cup from a three-piece shaker and married it to a pint beer glass, and voila, he now has a homemade Boston Shaker. Hey, you know, as long as he can keep a seal, then that's a excellent Boston Shaker, if you ask me. Keeping a seal, what this means is you want to be able to put the metal container over the top of the pint beer glass. You should be able to give it a quick downward tap with the palm of your hand, basically, and then be able to pick up the metal portion. It should be able to lift the glass up with it due to the air seal that's created between the glass and the metal shaker. Just be sure that you shake with both hands until you know for sure it can hold a seal tight enough so that it doesn't easily separate by shaking. This actually happened to me at a friend's place. They too married the metal cup from a three-piece shaker to a beer glass, and it just wasn't the perfect shape to fully hold a strong seal yet. So when I picked up the glass, I started shaking, and the back glass flew off and drink went everywhere. So just be sure to start off with two hands, one hand on the side of the metal shaker, one on the bottom of the beer glass, at least till you know that it actually does keep a really good seal. Thank you very much, David, for that email. I also received an email from Joshua with some show ideas. First one was inspired by my Easter show, and that's that he believes I should do shows on specific holidays like Cinco de Mayo or St. Patrick's Day. I'll be honest, I actually wanted to do one on St. Patrick's Day, but I completely forgot. Before you knew it, I completely missed it. But here's hoping that I can get it next time around. As for Cinco de Mayo, I better hurry up. It's coming very soon. I'm going to try to probably put something together for next week to be on Cinco de Mayo, since the show will be right before that. I've started looking up some information. I mean, I can do a lot of probably a good show on all different types of margaritas or something along those lines, and give you a little bit of history of Cinco de Mayo. But let's just see if I can come up with enough for a full show's worth of cocktails for Cinco de Mayo. Joshua also recommended a show on punches. Now, there are definitely a lot of interesting punch recipes, so I'll definitely have to investigate this further as well. Finally, Joshua mentioned one more show idea that I couldn't agree with him more. I must do a show on non-alcoholic drinks in honor of our friends who take on the job of designated drivers to make sure the rest of us get home safely. There are a lot of interesting virgin cocktails that look a lot like every other cocktail, but without any alcohol, and they absolutely taste great. So I'm definitely going to work on that one as well, so look for that in the near future. Finally, I haven't been able to get to a lot of voice calls, or really I haven't received a lot of voice calls. You people must be afraid of that I'm going to be putting your voice on the show. Well, actually, I probably would, since Ian in Delaware isn't afraid to call, and I'm going to play his latest message now as it has a great idea for my upcoming bonus video show that I'm working on. Sorry for picking on you, Ian, but I like the call, so here it is.
Good morning, Mr. Martini. It's Ian calling from Delaware. I just wanted to say excellent podcast recently. The amaretto one was awesome. I love amaretto, so looking forward to making a few of those drinks, maybe using the Pink Panther for my wife. As far as the video podcast that you might do, I'm really excited if you do that. I think one of the neat things that you could do, besides showing how to do the lemon twist, which I really want to learn how to do, I think also another idea, going back to one of your previous podcasts, was showing maybe the examples of different glasses, because you might say a highball glass, but I have a couple different glasses and I'm not totally sure exactly which one it is. So maybe if when you're doing this video presentation, if you showed the different types of glasses and what you exactly mean by a highball and all those different types of glasses, that'd be really neat. Love the show, and can't wait for the next podcast. Thanks. Bye.
Thanks again for the call, Ian. You bet. I think adding a segment in the video show where I show examples of the types of glasses I talk about would be a great idea. I need to find time to actually gather everything together and start working on this. I just hope I can pull it off since I'm already pretty much pumped up the idea for a video show. So let's keep our fingers crossed. One last thing I'm working on down the pipe will be a show with one of my first special guests. That's all I'm going to say about it right now, as I don't want to say any more until I know that it's definitely going to happen. So I'm working on that as well. Thanks to everyone else who has emailed or left comments on the Frapper Map or blog. Okay, so now I'm trying to think exactly what I'm going to say about Kahlua and Bailey's. I'm kind of going into this at last moment here. Kind of feel like the kid who decided to wait the last night to write his homework assignment. I mean, not trying to make any excuses, but, I've been working on so many show ideas. It's been taking a lot of preparation. And knowing that, the way the weather's been last week, I mean, there's a lot of stuff to do outside. But let's go ahead and try to get to it here. First, I'll mention that Bailey's Irish Cream is made from cream, sugar, cocoa, and triple distilled Irish whiskey. Actually, about 50% of every bottle is fresh cream. I know you probably don't want to know this, but it's about 117 calories per ounce. Now, I hear there are no additives or preservatives in Bailey's, but they've somehow come up with a way to keep it from curling or from the cream separating from the whiskey. Now, I'm not exactly sure how they did that. I probably don't want to know how they did that. But if you keep it out of direct sunlight, it is supposed to stay fresh for up to 24 months. Now, the exact ingredient list of or how they make Bailey's Irish Cream is kind of a little trade secret, so I'm afraid I don't actually know that. Bailey's hit the market on November 26, 1974, with claims of being the first cream liqueur. And now there have been plenty of imitations since then, like Carolyn's, O'Leary's, Feeney's, Carmichael's, Emmett's, O'Mara's, Ashburn, and even Starbucks cream liqueur. I could name more, but I think you get the point. Bailey's has, in the recent years, come up with some extra flavored Irish creams, like Bailey's Caramel Cream Liqueur and Bailey's Mint Chocolate Cream Liqueur. Now, I also have an urban legend to share about Bailey's Irish Cream. Basically, in the mid-80s, a rumor started going around among students in the Netherlands and Belgium that if you drank a mixture of Bailey's and tonic, it would turn into a solid mass and clog up your bowel system, killing you due to severe constipation. I'll give you a second to stop laughing, and then I'll explain what started this. Since Bailey's is made with cream, it will curdle when it comes in contact with an acid. Tonic has a weak acid, like many type of carbonated drinks, and will curdle the cream. It is not going to turn into a solid mass that is going to plug up your bowels, though. All right, that's, you know, think about it. Your stomach produces acid. So guess what happens when milk and cream go into your digestive system? Enough said. This process of curdling cream is actually the entire basis for a joke shot called the cement mixer. Here's what you'd want to do to make one of these. Take a shot glass and fill it half with Bailey's Irish Cream. Now fill the rest of the shot glass with Rose's lime juice. The lime juice is sweetened and heavy, so it wants to fall through the Bailey's and sink to the bottom. As it falls through the Bailey's, it curdles it. When the person shoots it back, they basically get a mouthful of curdled, coagulated cream. To really play the joke on someone, just tell them that the cement mixer part is when you swish the drink in your mouth. This only further curdles it until you got coagulated stuff stuck in your teeth. It's quite a gross feeling. Well, I think that's about it. That's everything I'm going to go into for Bailey's this time, except for the recipes that are to follow. But first, let me tell you about Kahlua. Kahlua is a coffee liqueur made from Mexican coffee beans, rum, sugar, and other ingredients that are a company secret. Kahlua hit the U.S. market around 1962, and it comes from Mexico. Kahlua sold in European countries actually comes from a company in Denmark, which is licensed to make it. Kahlua Especial is a darker, richer Kahlua with more of an espresso flavor and is made with Arabica coffee beans. Try this if you want a stronger coffee flavor. Kahlua made a marketing move by selling pre-mixed bottles that you keep refrigerated and then just pour them over ice to have an instant drink. They have everything from White Russian, mudslides, toasted almond, B-52, and even Kahlua mixed with milk. You could just buy these or you can make them yourself, which we'll be getting into those recipes later after the break. First, I want to mention that although Kahlua is the most well-known coffee liqueur, there are others out there like Tia Maria, Kimora, Illy, Schoff, and of course Starbucks. Not Schoff, it's Choffe. I actually did a little bit of research to try to find out some other names that I hadn't heard of. I came across that one, so unfortunately, I don't know exactly how it's pronounced, but that's as good as I'm probably going to get this time. Let's go into the break now so we can quickly get to those recipes. I don't drink. I don't like it. It makes me feel good. Oscar Levant. Okay, welcome back. And now it's time for recipes. All these recipes either have Bailey's or Kahlua in them, or both together. Oh, first, actually, I want to mention this break was brought to you by the PodSafe Network. You just heard a portion of Soul Beat by Pranav Shavda. Okay, first, drinks with Bailey's. Have you ever had a nutty Irishman? In a rocks glass filled with ice, pour in 1 ounce Bailey's and half ounce Frangelico. Now, if you'd like it a little creamier, a larger version, try pouring 1 ounce Bailey's, 1 ounce Frangelico, and 1 ounce cream into a shaker filled with ice, shake and strain into a cocktail glass, or old-fashioned glass filled with ice. As you can see, you can play with the proportions or even add cream. It's just a nutty Irishman if the main focus is Bailey's Irish Cream and Frangelico. Since I haven't really spoken about Frangelico, I'll just say now that it's basically a hazelnut liqueur from Italy that was first created over 300 years ago by monks. An interesting fact is that Frangelico is even considered to be kosher. Who knows, I may get into Frangelico in more detail in a future show. Another Bailey's drink is a dessert drink called the Snickers Bar. To make a Snickers Bar, pour into a shaker filled with ice 1 ounce Bailey's, 1/2 ounce Frangelico, 1/2 ounce dark creme de cacao, and 1 ounce cream. Shake and strain into a chilled cocktail glass, or you can pour into an old-fashioned glass filled with ice if you'd like to have it on the rocks instead of up. Next are drinks made with Kahlua. Right off the bat, I have got to mention the Black Russian. This is simply Kahlua and vodka. Mix one part of each over ice in a rocks glass. If you top it with cream, you've just turned it into a white Russian. Have you ever heard of a Dirty Mother? This is basically brandy and Kahlua. In a rocks glass filled with ice, pour in 1 ounce brandy and 1/2 ounce Kahlua. Just like the white Russian, if you want to top this off with white cream, you basically made a dirty white mother. Next is a toasted almond. You can make this in a rocks glass with ice, or shake it with ice and strain into a cocktail glass if you want it up. The choice is yours. The main part is the ingredients. Pour equal parts Kahlua, amaretto, and cream. For instance, 1 ounce of each for a small 3 ounce drink. Finally, I'd like to finish the Kahlua recipe section with a very interesting shooter. It's called the Tootsie Roll, and I'll admit that the thought of mixing these ingredients together doesn't really sound appetizing, but I swear to you, this tastes exactly like a Tootsie Roll and is pretty good as well. It's also pretty low in alcohol, so it's safe to let friends shoot these at a party without the fear of them dropping on the floor drunk anytime soon. In a shot glass, fill it halfway with Kahlua and then float orange juice on top. I know, coffee and orange juice, it is strange, but try it. You could also spike it with some vodka if you'd like. Okay, I have planned 6 more recipes to give, and each of these have both Bailey's and Kahlua in them. The first being the B-52. In a rocks glass filled with ice, pour in equal parts Bailey's, Kahlua, and Grand Marnier. Now here's a funny way of remembering this drink. A B-52 is a bomber. So just remember, bombs killed grandma. BKG. Bailey's, Kahlua, Grand Marnier. Trust me, I'm full of all kinds of strange reminders like these. Next is the mudslide. A basic mudslide is equal parts vodka, Kahlua, and Bailey's. I like to pour these into a shaker filled with ice and serve them up in a cocktail glass. You could even garnish them with thinly shaved chocolate. A great dessert drink is the Russian Quaalude. I have a funny way of remembering this one too. Very bad Kahlua frightened children. I kid you not. That's the way I remember it. Basically, take the first letter of every single one of those, very bad Kahlua frightens children, VBKFC, and those are pretty much all the ingredients. Here's how you make it. In an old-fashioned glass with ice, or in a shaker with ice, in case you want to put it into a cocktail glass and serve it up, pour in 1 ounce vodka, 1/2 ounce Bailey's, 1/2 ounce Kahlua, 1/2 ounce Frangelico, and top with cream. Now, let's not even think about how many calories are in this one. Yikes. The final three are shooters. So let's go out with a bang, shall we? The first one is the oatmeal cookie. And yes, it kind of tastes like an oatmeal cookie. In a shaker filled with ice, pour in 1 ounce Kahlua, 1/2 ounce Bailey's, and 1/2 ounce Goldschlager. Shake and strain into a rocks glass and shoot it. Second is the power slide, which is normally layered in a shot glass. First, pour in the Kahlua. Then layer Bailey's on top of that. And then layer Jägermeister on top of that. Last but definitely not least is a shot that I make lots of while bartending at the pleasure parties, which I mentioned in a previous show. And it's called, cover your kids' ears, the blowjob. In a shot glass filled halfway with Kahlua, float Bailey's on top. Put a dollop of whipped cream on top of the shot and have the person shoot it with their hands behind their back. They have to pick up the shot glass with their mouth and then tip it back. They can then use their hands to pull the shot glass out of their mouth. Another twist on this recipe is adding amaretto as well, or just using Bailey's and amaretto. Well, that's it for this week's show. Before I wrap this up, I have an announcement to make. I have one more show coming, and then I'm taking a 2-week break as I will be on vacation, taking a cruise up to Alaska. I'm looking forward to doing some horseback riding, glacier hiking, and taking a tour of the Alaskan Highway on Harley-Davidson Sportsters. I'll definitely be taking my camera with me as well as my voice recorder, and who knows, I might just get enough information together to do a show on cruising cocktails. So let's see how that comes out. Until then, have any questions or comments, feel free to email me at behindthebarshow@gmail.com or leave a voice letter at area code 206-9-THE-BAR. That's area code 206-984-3227. As always, cheers, drink responsibly, and don't drink and drive. Calling all Bay Area residents, I have a favor to ask. I need every listener to this show who can make it to San Francisco on Tuesday, May 9th, to go to the Velvet Cantina at 3349 23rd Street at Bartlett, which is between Mission and Valencia Street in the Mission District, anytime after 6 p.m. Go to the bar and tell Peter the bartender that Mr. Martini sent you. Peter is a friendly, bald bartender that makes killer cocktails. I've already spoken to Peter and the managers, and they're expecting people to tell them that Mr. Martini sent them. The more people who say, Mr. Martini sent me, the better the chance I'll have to guest bartend there. Then I can mention it on the show, so everyone who can make it will be able to meet me behind the bar. Hope to see you there. Cheers.